So Parshas Nosoita Shain 9 Beis, Binyan Soita. So on the Inyan of Kinui Habal Alishtoi, the Ramo in Shulchan Aruch in Kufayin Ches Sev Gimel says like this: Gdoila Shezinsa Beshoigi Shesover Shebailahu. If somebody had a mistake and she thought that she was with her husband, okay, vihu acher, and it happened to be there was somebody else, muteres levay l'Yisrael. I mean, there doesn't answer. She doesn't have a yisur soita. Aval zinsa shesover shemuter liznois, but a case that she was mezan and she thought was muter liznois, have ki mezida v'asura levay l'Yisrael. That she's a din of mezid and she's a sur levay l'Yisrael. And that comes to the Marik. The Marik says on the pasuk, it says umola boy mal. Doesn't say umala mal b'ashem. So even if she is, as long if she's a shoigig, and she thought that it was mutar, she is still also, and that becomes also lebaila. Now the same idea is brought down already in the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says something similar to that. And he says the following: there are many halachas, according to the Rambam, that you might be mekane, give a kinui to somebody on something which is not a bia, that had she dead the bia would be muteres. The Moshal, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, a miut on a cotton, that ain mekanim de cotton. It says, ish lemaitat cotton. Now what cotton are we talking about? So Tosfos has to say, it has to be a cotton lemala mebentes, because a cotton pochus mebentes, even human mezane her is nothing. Shitas Aramba means that the pasuk comes to be mimayat a cotton pochus mebentes. And the question is, why cotton pochas mibentes? Pochas mibentes, even if it was mezan with her, is not also. So says the Beis Halevi in Siman Men, something givaldic. He says, the Gemara has a havamina. The Gemara brings a pasuk that a person is mekane l'dei evorim, that he's mekane, not to the bia, but on a fooling with somebody. Doesn't answer, there's no kinui on that. And the Gemara says, why not? Because the Gemara is a pasuk. So the Gemara says, poshot. Even to fool with somebody without a bia doesn't answer her. The Gemara said, I would have thought the Bikpeda de Baal Tola Rachmon is Tolon the Kpeda de Baal and the Baal was Makbid. Komash Balan, that's not the case. So the Rambam says, Beis Halevi, Kpeda de Baal is what drives Kinui. Now there are some exceptions to Kpeda de Baal, but you need a posture to have an exception. So cotton, if you're Mekanere de cotton, even though his bia doesn't answer, but if the husband was Makbid, that Akpoda creates a Isur. Even if the gal, so that's why the post to tell you that that pain is not enough. Says the Beis Halevi, was of kimin legabi shochov. Shochov, whether you could do kinul de shochov. Machloek is showing what shochov. So shitas Rashi, shitas Rambam is be'ever meis. If somebody who was somebody who cannot have a bia, and the bia is done be'ever meis. Now the be'ever meis, we know that there is no misa. Shita Sarama Paskin like that. The tour passes this way also, because the tour brings out all the people not Chai Misa. Because if you're not Chai Misa, Shita Satur is doesn't answer the Baila either. So you see a Shochov, Be'ever Mes, is not Chai Misa. And according to the tour, that doesn't answer the Baila either. Doesn't, why? Because anything which is not Misa, does not answer the Baila. But the Aloha is Raman Paskin's Mechanical de Shochov. You could do a Kinu for Shochov. One sec, how can you do a kiddush for shochov? Even if it does be, it does nasa. So it's basically because it's tolo bikpeda de baal. So you see something amazing. The kinu is tolo bikpeda de baal, and the chidush is the marik says, even the bia alone, also, in some ways, is kpeda de baal. It's not regular kpeda de baal, but comes because of the kvoy de baal. So it's everything tolo in the baal. Why does the Torah give you all the inner issues tolo in the baal? That the kinu is a din on the Baal, and not only the kinu is a din on the Baal, the bia alone is a din on the Baal, according to the Marik, according to the Marik what answers. Interestingly enough, the Marik wants to say that according to the Gemara in Megillah, this word, if you hold like the Marik, that the word is like it's tolu bikpeda de Baal, and is not tolu on the Aver itself, it answers by Esther. Because by Esther says, Kasher Gwarn Daf Tezvov Megillah, Kasher Avaditi, Avaditi. What's Kasher Avaditi, Avaditi? That when she went to Hashverus Berotzen, she became Asura to Mordechai. Even though tactically she was mutter to do so. Right? Why was she mutter to do so? It's Machlokes. Either the Shvus Yaakov says, because she did it for, it's even though a Gilui Arayus is not allowed for pikuach nefesh, because the halacha is yarev al yavur. But maybe if you're matzil a bunch of people, you're allowed to. Or maybe here was, like the debut that says, was klal yisrael, it was matzil klal yisrael, that was muter. Or maybe there is a vort that was muter, was a hirosho. But be as it may, she was muter. So why does she become a surah lebaila? According to the Shita Samarik, it makes a lot of sense. It's a surah lebaila. Why? Because it's totally not on the Isur, it's totally on the rebellion, on the betrayal of the husband. If it's totally the betrayal of the husband, it makes a lot of sense. According to the Marikos, he could answer another kasha. The kasha, the Marsho. The Marsho asks, on the same Gemara, in the end of the Amud, it says to the apostle, Keili, Keili, Lama, Zavtani, that Esther said, Hashem, why aren't you answering me? Is it because I did Berotzen? I did, you know that was boinus. I was forced to do so, not that I wanted to sleep with Ahasuerush. Frank the Marsho, one second, you just told me before that's Berotzen, that she becomes a Surah Lebaila. So says the Bishah, say, according to the Marik, it's very Geshmak, says the Marik. That's the difference. Mitzada Kudush Bochu da Vera, she was honest, she was mutter to do it. So she didn't have a Yisur. But Mitzada, the betrayal of the husband, that was bemazed. So that was answered. So the Gemara is talking about Mitzada, the husband, Kasher Avadeti, Avadeti. Keili, Keili, Lama Zavtan, he's talking Mitzada, Kudush Bochu. So you see that the Yisur of Isha Lebaila is a Yisur ben Adam Lechaveru, which makes sense, because where is the Yisur Lotinav? The Yisur Losinav is Bin Adam L'Chaveru, not Bin Adam L'Mokim. Shear arises is Bin Adam L'Mokim. But he is Bin Adam L'Chaveru. You know, the Medrash says, and the Raman really brings down, that the five Dibris are Keneg Bin Adam L'Mokim, the five less Dibris are Keneg Bin Adam L'Chaveru. And Lotina, if Bin Adam L'Chaveru. So, and so you see from the Marik, you see from the Bisalevi, you see from the Raman. That's a Bin Adam L'Chaveru, that Kudosh Baruch Hu is protecting the Baal. Why is that so? Why there's so many surim? The idea of kpeda debal, umola boimal, bedodam lachaveroi. Why is that so, and why is that so important? Question number one. Question number two. The Gemara in the Rambam Shita, Machlokes Rambam derive it. The Rambam in Ovas Atuma learns the aloch of sofek tuma b'rshus arabim, that's mutar, and sofek tuma b'rshus ayoka, that's also. We learn from Soita, because it says tuma by Soita, and by Soita, it is Stira Asers, which is a Tuma. The Apostle calls it Tuma. And there is Rishus HaYochid. It is only her and the boil. There's nobody else to see it. And that's Rishus HaYochid. It's a Sofik and it's also. And the word goes on to say, and that's why the only time is also if the person who's Nogea, who touched the Tuma, is Yesh Boidas Lishol. He could ask him. But if you can't ask him, does Nasser. Now, we learn from there. So says the Reb Shimon, it's not that we learn because that's Tuma. Tuma, all there are is a Tuma. But Tuma, Bershus Arabim, by Isha, that Tuma doesn't apply because let's say Sofik Nida. Sofik Nida, you don't say Sofik Nida, Bershus Arabim, Bershus Ayochid. Because a person is movable, a person is nowhere. So we don't put, there is no Mekoimis by Tumas Isha. Tumas Isha usually there's no spatial, because it's not part of the space. She is independent, the Tuma is within her. But here's Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov calls it the Tuma. And that's what he brings down the Pirush HaMishnayis. In the Pirush HaMishnayis, says the Rambam, in Pirush HaMishnayis, the following idea. Says the Rambam, V'yadanu ze misoita, she'im nistera imish b'rshus ayoch nesra lebaila, v'inyan sofik, l'vishamim po'ala, l'fomim bo'ya la'oloi, v'yom reizborach, v'nistera v'hi nitmo'a. So it's Gzeiras HaKosov. So says the Reb Shimon, that even though here, the reason why I need Rishus HaYochid by Soita is a total different story. The reason why I need Rishus HaYochid is because if the Rishus HaRabim, there's no Sofik, because one more person could ask. The reason why I didn't das Bo das Rishol is because it happens to be that he's a boil and a baal. Right? So that's why he's also. And he is only also because of Raglaim Ladover, because he was Mekadar and she did it. So there is a reason to assume. So how can you compare this to Tuma? Tuma and the Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim has nothing to do with it, and there's no Raglaim Ladover. Ela Maizah Gzeiras HaKosov. The Gzeiras HaKosov is Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, we learn from the Pasuk B'Nitmia, that here the same halachas of Soit apply there. And that's called the Nutmia, even though they're completely different. And the question is why? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the same halachas of Tuma, it's a special halacha B'Sinai, and the Pasuk has the same halachas of a Yisha to be Metame L'Boela. Why? Question number two. And question number three is the Gemara, the end of Soita. Do we know that the end of Soita, the end of the Masechta, always has to do with the beginning of the Masechta? The Gemara, the end of Soita, brings down the Mishnah, Mishemes Rebbe, Botla, Anova, Viraschet. When Rebbe died, Botla anova virashet. That's the last, the end of the Mishnah. And the end of the Gemara says the following. Mishabesre botla anova virashet. Omali Rav Yosef letana. Rav Yosef to the tana. Lotitni anova. Dikano. Don't say anova. Because I have anova. So you can't say that the Mishabesh to Rabbi botla anova. Omali Rav Nachman letana. Rav Nachman to the tana. Lotitni irashet. Also, don't say irashet. Dikano. So first of all, what does this mean? So the Mishnah is wrong? And number two, how is that the end of Seita? What does it have to do with Tom Sechta? Now, to answer all of this, we have to understand something. The Mishnah in Tainis goes to say, "Biyom chasunosoi ubiyom simchas liboy." On the pasuk, "Biyom chasunosoi" is Matan Torah. Matan Torah is nothing but an example of Isha Lebail. It's like the marriage of a Kodesh Baruch. Because our relationship between Adam and Ishtoi is a prototype of how we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That relationship, that's why it's called Biyom Chasunosoi. The Ramban says in the Chumash, why does it say by Avodah Zorah kill Kana, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be Ochel is jealous? Because the Kana comes from the Loshon Kinui by Soita. Ke Isha HaMekana Lebaila. So it's the same relationship, is the kinu isha lebaila. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodah Zorah is kibiyocho like adultery. That's why it says that in the Maral, also the two dibras, lo yelecha Elohim acherim alpona, which is the dibra shni, is keneged the seventh dibra, which is lo yisinav. Because adultery is the same thing. Because it's all the same relationship. We see from the Ramban, we see from the Maral, we see from the Biyom Chasunosoi, the Mishnah in Tainis, that that's the same relationship. First of all, why is that the same relationship? But the answer is very, very simple. Because if you look at the relationship between a marriage, is a Mekabel and a Noisen getting together. The Deisha is the Mekabel, and the husband is the Noisen. And the ultimate Ichud is when the Mekabel and the Noisen become one together. Because the Kabbalah and the Sina become one and the same. And if you look at something deeper, a husband and wife, the we say in the Brocha, Samech te samach rei ma'uvim, ke samech ha'cha yitzir ha'beganei de mikedem. That we used to chosen the Kabbalah should be happy with each other, ke samech ha'cha yitzir ha'beganei de mikedem, like Adam and Chava were happy in Gan Eden. Why were Adam and Chava were happy in Gan Eden? So the Rabban says in Sefer HaBitochin, because every neshama was zocher nekeva, like Adam Rishon was zocher nekeva. Brom was androgynous, was male and female. So every neshama was male and female. The Kodesh Baruch Hu split Adam and Chava, he split every neshama. The simcha is when you get to that chibur of before, of what it was before. In other words, you go. The simcha is the shlemus that was there before. Adam and Chava knew that they were marrying each other, and they were the other half of each other, because they were together a few minutes ago. Everybody else, we don't know. So we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we wish the Chosan and Kala that you should be happy, that you should be each other half, like Adam Vechava was, they were each other halves. That's why Sameach, Tesamach, Reim, Ahuvim, should have the same simcha of reconstituting the Shlemus, like Adam Vechava were happy in Gan Eden, because also they reconstitute the Shlemus. The Olam asks, by the way, why do we give the brocha by the Sheva brocha? So we're there too late. They should give the brocha, they go out. But the answer is very simple, because Moed Kotten says, Mi'ashem ish leish. When a person goes out to find a shidach, that's mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam has to work after he gets married. The American fallacy is that whatever person, when the end of the movie is when they get married and they lived happily ever after. We all know that when a person gets married, it's not the end of the movie, it's just the beginning of the movie. So that's the idea. Up to the chasana is beyond the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we believe the HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the other half. Now we use the chasana kal that you should make it happen. You should see from each other the other half. But it's the same idea. We were one of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We came to the world of Ribui, and our avoid is to reconnect to him. Reconnect like a Yisha Lebaila, that we are the Mekabalim and he's the Noisen. So therefore the prototype of the relationship is that relationship. So the reason why it's totally bekpeda de Baal, because the relationship of Baal v'ishtoi is a prototype in the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baal v'ishtoi is the prototype of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and us. He's the Baal and we are the Isha. That's why there is such a thing that the loyalty and the exclusivity is only from the wife to the husband. because who eats with the wife is keneged bekabu, because she's neged klal yisrael, and we are avoided is to become misyached on him, to become a yichud with him. So for sure we care, that's the idea, all the obligations is the wife towards the husband. The fidelity is toward the wife to the husband, because that's the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why the idea of having the exclusivity and only one, and all the Isurim are here. That's why Kpeira de Baal. Kpeira de Baal is because that relationship of Baal v'Ishtoi is a prototype of the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we look at it, at that relationship of the us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why it's Tumah. The Pasuk says that that concept of not being mezane, it's Tumah. Because that's the same idea of Tumah. The relationship is a relationship of Hekdesh. And if you metame to somebody else, it's like Tumah sa Hekdesh. That's why Tumah and here, even though they're two different circumstances, the Pasuk tells is exactly the same. Because this relationship is a prototype, it's a reflection of that larger relationship. So we really couldn't say the Gemara in Saita. Rabbi, Dafka Rabbi, he's the ultimate Mekabel that becomes independent. He writes the Mishnah. He's a Mekabel who himself becomes a Noisen. He becomes the ultimate concept of the Levona. What is the Levona? That is Mekabel Duracham, the light of the sun, and we reflect it back. So David, you know, Kayadua, Rabbi, is the Zer of David HaMelech, which is David Malka Meshech, which is Malchus Peh, Torah Shebal Peh, Karid Lo, and he is the next level. When he takes Torah Shebal Peh, which Kebi Yochel, he takes Torah Shebal Peh at its own Chibur. Rabbi creates a Mishnah, which is Kebi Yochel like a Chumash. So he becomes Kebi Yochel, the one that becomes a Noisen. And he becomes Kebi Yochel independent. And his avoida is to reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even being a Noisen, he's still being a Mekabel. Because the Chidush of Torah Shebal Peh is that you, by being a Noisen, by Chasen, right? A wife is a separate being. Is the one that Lo Tov Heyois Adam Levado, he made a separate being. But that separate being reconnecting. That's the avoid of the Isha, that she became separated from Adam, and she reconnects. She was separated before. They were facing against each other. So they were balanced by the fact that they were facing each, against each other. Once they're separate, they need to balance each other out, to be a Noisen and a Mekabel. Kebiyochol, that relationship, that the Mekabel is himself a Noisen, but he's in essence only a Mekabel, that the Mekabel is the driver, that is the Avodas HaIsha, that she's exclusive to the Baala, Kpeida de Baal, so etc. That is ultimately by Rabbi. Because Rabbi was the one, Kebi Yochel, that was the ultimate Mekabel, that became independent, and he becomes the Torah Shebal Peh, which Torah Shebal Peh comes to Kebi Yochel, add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he was the ultimate Mekabel. So says Rav Tzadok Givaldik, what is the independence of Adam? What creates a separateness of Adam? Is Chochma and Bina. Keser is that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the separate, the thinking, the separate thinking, the independent thinking is Chochma and Bina. Chochma, there is a need to balance that even though you are a Noisen, you are creative, is still bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is that? Reish is Chochma Yiras Hashem. Because Chochma is knowledge. The Chochma is the knowledge that you have to know how much you don't know, how much you need Him. So Reish is Chochma is Yiras Hashem. So Yiras Hashem is the ultimate balance to Chochma. Always Ira is the balance to Chochma. Because Safra Ditznusa, the Goyin in Safra Ditznusa says Safra is Chochma, Tznusa is Keser. Why? Because Chochma leads to Keser. Chochma leads to know how much you don't know. So your independent thinking leads you to know how much in not independent you are. So Reish is Chochma. So Chochma, Iras Chet, is the balance of Chochma to allow you to be Mekabel. Bina, which is mevin dover b'tuch dover, that you create, that you mechadish things, that aloha of chidush is that as much as you mechadish, you create from something else, you create your own take, you've got to listen to the other take, to realize that mostly you are listener, not saying. That whatever you're saying, you're explaining which is already there, which is the concept, the balance as a tzaddik. To bina, which is the independent thinking and the creativity. Chochmah is the basic, the independent receiving of the knowledge. And Bina is the creation, the development of the knowledge. What is the ultimate balance to it? Is Anova, that you're saying, but the most important is to hearing. Our Chidushim is being Mechadash, which is something which is already there. So Rabbi was the ultimate Isha and the fidelity of Soita. And that, how is that represented? Because Mishibeis Rebbe Botla Anova and Irashet. Anova Irashet allows a person which is Lotoiv Yosodom Levadoi, the Nisira, the Otom is Levad, that he could become a Mekabel and subordinate to Kodesh Baruch Hu, making the Noisen a Mekabel, is Dafka Anova and Irashet. That's why the end of Soita has very much to do with the beginning of Soita. That is the idea of Soita. So Mimela, what the Gemara says afterwards, that Rav Yosef says, don't say Anova Bikana. So says the Minchas Knois. They're not arguing the Mishnah. The Mishnah says when Rebbe died, Rebbe had both at the same time. He had Anova and Irashet in the same person. From then on, Anova and Irashet you still need because you can't be a Mekabel. But now he's done it two separate people. Lotitne Anova alone. Don't hold that Anova alone doesn't exist. Anova alone exists. That's Rav Yosef. But he doesn't have the Midah of Irashet. The Mirashet is Rav Nachman, who doesn't have Anova. So the Pshat is that balance is still there. That balance is still exists and is still there. But that balance today is not done by one person, it's by the two of them together. So it comes out that the Chidush of the Torah is that that relationship is a parallel relationship between us and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ultimately, that relationship was perfect by Rabbi, that on Chochmah, which is the Chochmah and Bina, the independent thinking, he did that as a way to be a Mekabel. How do you turn Chochmah and Bina, which is the independent thinking, into a Mekabel? Chochmah to come to Yiras Hashem, and Bina to come to Anova, and that's Rabbi.